Opera Show.
Peace be with you.
For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you. And now, well...
It's the Michael Merrick.
Being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
There's this huge space between us. And it just keeps filling up with everything that we don't say to each other. What is that called?
Marriage.
Oh! Welcome back to the big show. We're going to play Power of Five here in a second.
Awesome.
Tomorrow on the broadcast, we will review movies with Joe McLeod, also Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer. And this is a very, very fun place.
It is.
We were speculating on our general manager, Jason X, from the Viking Exotic Resorts, and just what he's all about. And I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that interview. He sounded like he was maybe a little ill at ease being on the show. And maybe didn't want to see the wrong
thing.
Closet.
I did.
I hunkered down. I pictured him with that big, hairy European owner that, is standing over
it's
him.
It's dirty.
Uh-huh.
It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Do you think the owner looks like the assistant in Borat?
Yes.
Hazmat?
Yes. It's Hazmat.
Yeah.
What is wrong with girl in room 4B?
She's dead.
She's not performing up to snuff. We don't understand. Well, hello, Mr. Johnson. I could not be more grateful to you for providing me with 175 American. $175,000 American. You get choice of any girl you wish.
And then Robert wants to know if they can go
exactly
condom-free, as they like to say.
Yes.
You ready to play Power of Five, gentlemen?
We are.
It's much more friendly, user-friendly than Power of
Remember,
Ten.
Remember, kind of respect the Power of Five.
You know
That's
what I like about
say.
This game?
What is that?
Five big ways to win big.
Five big ways for you to win 100 American dollars. Let me see if I've got the right marker
and,
here.
No, and while you're doing that for Power of Five, do you just unbutton your shirt, or how does that work?
You actually have to remove your shirt as well Power of Five. Bethann, can I have a Sharpie, please? Because I like to line out all the questions after
I
ask
it doesn't have to be a collared shirt. You can wear any shirt you want that you take off.
It's not. You like the Mafia shirt that I'm wearing today?
Mike, that is a spectacular shirt. When you pass away, will you will that shirt to me?
I actually am going to wear it to the grave, Rob. That's just
the way
it's going to work. Hi, Bethann.
Hi, Mike.
Have a good show. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Let's go right to the phones here and get Jay on the line.
Who will cry next because of Beth Ann?
Jay is from Kansas. How are you, Jay?
Hi, Mike. Rob Buzz.
Rob, explain to Jay the tier of money in the way we play Power of Five and how he gets to the magical number of 100 American dollars.
There'll be tears.
Jay, how have you been?
I'm well, thank you.
Excellent. Right now, you have nothing in your Power of Five bank account. If you answer one question correctly, you will get a penny.
One American penny, Jay.
Now, you have that penny to keep and go away, or you can risk that penny and move on. A second question will net you a dime.
One 10-cent piece. Mm-hmm.
A third will net you a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth will be $10.
Wow.
And if you have five consecutive correct answers, you win $100. And that, my friend, is the Power of Five.
Whoa. Pretty special, huh, Jay?
A genuine cash bonanza.
Still, right. Respect it. And take off your shirt.
Let's go, Jay. You're ready to play Power of Five.
Let's do it.
Here we go. This leads to Butterflies of Love. True or false?
Good the lore.
Smart ass.
I'm going to say false.
I am terribly sorry. That is true.
Oh. Goodbye, Jay.
Fact.
He came with nothing and he left with
nothing.
It is
referred to as Papillons d'amour.
Yes.
Butterflies of love.
Know your French.
All right, boy, that was a very weak start. I would have gone with the fact on that one.
Yeah, I would too.
Wally from Rochester. How are you, Wally?
I'm doing well.
Are you ready to play Power of Five?
Yes, and I have total respect.
All right, and your shirt is off.
My pants are too.
Oh, very good. Okay, that gives you extra credit.
Sounds like he's really enjoying it.
Here is your one penny question, Mr. Wally.
For a penny.
We borrow the use of cubicles from the Japanese, who considered them important for workplace efficiency. We borrowed the use of cubicles from the Japanese, who considered them important for workplace efficiency. True or false?
True.
I am terribly sorry. It is baloney.
No.
We have been using them in America since the 1920s because they're cheaper to install than buildings.
An American invented them.
And in a lot of offices. I'm terribly sorry. Wally, thanks for playing the game. We're waiting for somebody to get out of the box. on the Power of Five.
So to speak.
Dan, Alexandria, Virginia. That was the previous segment, Buzz. Dan, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
We're just waiting to get a winner. We really would love to give away $100.
This is going
to
be right. The guy.
I know Rob more than anybody wants to see you, Dan, walk away with $100. You are sort of respecting the Power of Five. Is your shirt off?
It is. I'm BB, as Robert says.
Very good. Here is your one penny question.
Go get him, Daniel, you jackass.
The not always reliable New York Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton, the guy on the $10 bill. True or false? And I, incidentally, I kind of like the New York Post.
It's fun.
Aren't all newspapers really not always reliable?
I read the Post every morning.
The Post in New York, the New York Post, was founded by Alexander Hamilton, the guy on the $10 bill. True or false?
I think he's too old. I'd say false.
That is a fact.
Down goes another one.
No one is getting out of the gates on Power of Five today. Let's go to Gary in Dumfries, Virginia. How are you, Gary?
Very good.
Gary, I know your shirt's off, and I know you sort of respect the Power of Five. Are you ready for your one penny question?
Sure, I'm.
Listen carefully and think it through.
Don't answer too quickly.
Triscuits. Triscuits are today the best-selling crackers in India because Gandhi loved Triscuits.
I'll have to go with false on that one.
Thank you for the laughter. I tried not to laugh. I didn't want to give it away.
He's won a penny.
I don't think they had Triscuits back in Gandhi's day, but you have one penny. Would you like to play for a dime?
I'm ready to go on.
Here we go for your 10-second question. Your hair grows faster in the winter, apparently as a way of compensating against the cold. True or false? Your hair grows faster in the wintertime, and that is apparently as a way of compensating against the cold. True or false?
I will go with false.
False is the right answer for 10 cents. It actually grows slightly faster in the heat of summer, believe it or not.
It does.
And
everything
I didn't know
does
that.
Better in the sun.
Isn't that wonderful how you learn things on the Power of Five as as the Power of Ten?
It's just a part of the power, Mike.
And here's an exciting piece of news for you, Gary, from Dumfries. You get to play for one American dollar. Are you ready?
If he chooses to.
Yes, you can walk away right now with a dime.
At any time.
Let's go for the dollar.
Okay.
You're a brave man, Gary. Here is your $1 question. Vampire bats prefer to bite your fingertips, your toes, or the tip of your nose. I'll give that to you one more time.
God, I hate bats.
Vampire, that's like your greatest phobia, right?
That's my worst. Ugh.
We're going to have fun with that someday. That's just a prediction. Vampire bats prefer to bite your fingertips, your toes, or the tip of your nose. True or false for you, Gary, from Dumfries?
I'll go with absolutely true.
Absolutely true is the correct answer. The good thing is, if you are asleep when they attack, you won't even feel it. I love it when the Power of Five writer goes kitschy on me there. All right, you have won one American dollar. Would you like to play for 10? You're two questions away from $100, an incredible windfall when we play this so difficult of games.
Or you could take your dollar and keep it and go home a winner.
Rob would love that to happen. Are you going to disappoint Rob and continue to play, Gary?
There's a lot of things I could think to do with a dollar, but let's let it ride.
$10 question, here it is for you.
Good luck.
Good luck, Gary.
Yeah, real good luck.
The first cell phone call ever made was basically an FU call from the inventor of the cell phone to his rival at another company. It's an interesting question. The first cell phone call ever made was basically an FU call from the inventor of the cell phone to his rival at another company. True or false? And think carefully.
I bet you probably wanted to do it, but I will go with false because his boss was probably there and told him not to.
Your answer is false.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, Gary, the answer is true. It is a fact. The badass who made that disc call was Martin Cooper of Motorola. He called his rival at Bell Labs on April 3rd, 1973. So far, you're the biggest winner, but you walk away with nothing. I'm sorry, Gary.
right.
Remember when I asked you if you wanted to keep the dollar?
Now, Rob, don't gloat.
I'm not gloating.
Don't harangue the people when they're
crying. I'm just reminiscing. Do you know what the second cell phone call was?
What was the second one?
Robert calling to wreck a radio show.
Let's go to Dustin in Maine. Dustin, you're up in Portland, Maine, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dustin, you've heard the pretenders to the throne. You think you can make it all the way to $100?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, is your shirt and, well, I'm not going to ask if your pants are off. That would be a little gay. Not that there's anything wrong about it.
I am a gay American.
All right. My shirt is off.
I'm glad to hear that. Here is your penny question. This is for Dustin from Maine. The record for one-fingered push-ups is... I didn't mean to laugh. Do not read anything into that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do laugh at the question.
Because it's fun.
The record for one-fingered push-ups... is held by a British freak who did 124 in a row.
True.
True is correct. Good for answer. One wow. penny. Way to go, Dustin. You're tearing this game up. Would you like to play for 10 cents?
Or keep your penny and go home alone.
Shut up, Rob. All right. Rob, shut up. Would you like to play for a dime? Yes, you would. Here's your second question.
It's not how we play.
The plural form of mongoose is mongeese. That is your 10-cent question. The plural form of mongoose is mongeese.
Great question.
It is.
That one is going to... Jeez, that's... We'll go... look at all the mongeese. Look at all the mongeese.
Take your time.
We're going to go true on that.
Oh, I am so sorry. Yeah. You were really struggling with that one.
I like the way you worked it through.
It is bull. Some dictionaries accept it, but the preferred term is mongooses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll need that penny back.
And I don't like it when they say some dictionaries accept it. Really think that's kind of a... Now, hold on
a
second, Dustin.
Okay. We always go with the preferred.
I don't like that question. I don't think that's fair.
I love that question.
Now he had to volunteer. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Fred. Dustin. Fred and Frederick. That rolls right off the tongue. How are you, Fred?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm disappointed. I want to give away $100, even though Rob doesn't. I really want to see you win, Fred.
All right. I'm going to do my best.
All right. Let's start with your penny question. Is your shirt off, sir?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Godspeed, Freddy.
Here we go for one penny.
Thanks, sir.
Will and Grace actress Deborah Messing is severely allergic to flowers. True or false? Will and Grace actress Deborah Messing is severely allergic to flowers. True or false?
Yeah, you know what? 50-50. Let's go with true.
Way to go. You erred on the side of the right 50. Mm-hmm. You get one penny. She is allergic to flowers. Are you ready to play for 10 cents?
You know, all these questions are 50-50. What does he mean by that?
I know. Rob, why must you harass these people that are trying to win
this
money?
This guy I like.
All right, let's go.
Fred doesn't need this.
Here's your 10-cent question. The tears that you cry from joy or sadness have more protein in them than the tears that you cry from pain or from cutting an onion. Let me give that whole thing to you again. All right, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Here we go, Fred. The tears that you cry from joy or sadness have more protein in them than the tears that you cry from pain or cutting an onion. True or false?
I'm going to have to say false.
Ouch.
I'm so sorry. That is very difficult. 21% more protein. Unbelievable fact.
Thanks anyway,
but it is
guys.
A fact. Thanks for playing the game. I appreciate that.
Go eat your tears.
Let's go to Barry. Barry is in Annapolis. Barry, I'm really trying to give this money away. These are very tough questions today. Are you ready to play?
Radio Deity, I will do my best.
All right.
My tears are on South Beach and Atkins.
I appreciate that, Mr. Protein. Have another shake.
Thank you.
All right. This is Gary. I'm sorry, Barry from Annapolis. Here's your first penny question. Genghis Khan killed his own half-brother in a fight over some fish when Genghis was still just a boy. True or false? Genghis Khan killed his own half-brother in a fight over fish when Genghis was still just a boy.
That would be true.
True is correct. Would you like to play for the dime?
Let it roll.
Here we go for 10 cents.
His half-brother was Sammy.
Sammy Khan. All right, now stop. They're like...
And it was James.
James Khan would have been more acceptable.
Yes, that's true.
Very good. You know what? That is wonderful. I'm going to let you skip ahead.
Cool. Oh, wow.
You had a funnier line than Rob. James Khan funnier than Sammy Khan. That means we will skip the 10-cent question. You are now playing for one American dollar. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Way to go, Barry. I'm proud of you. Barry, this is a tough one. Sheep can't bleat.
What?
Sheep can't bleat in temperatures below 20 degrees.
True or false? Sheepberry can't bleat in temperatures below 20 degrees for $1. True or false?
That would be true.
I'm sorry. They can bleed in the cold weather.
Ask James Caan.
And we gave you that James Caan dollar. I'm so sorry for that. Actually, 10 cents. Uh-huh. Let's go to Adam in Triangle, Virginia. We've got time for maybe two more.
Hey,
Adam,
Mike.
Are you ready? Is your shirt off?
My blouse is off.
Very good. I'm glad you removed your blouse. Thank you so much for sort of respecting the power of five. And here is your penny question. The name of the passion fruit is related to the passion of the Christ, not jungle love. The name of the passion fruit is related to the passion of the Christ, not jungle love.
Go false.
True. The number of petals and the symbolic arrangement of the flower's parts were used by Catholic missionaries to teach the heathens about Jesus.
And Jesus loved fruit.
I'm so sorry. Thanks for playing the game, Adam. Got time for, we're going to go with one more here. Cher. I always love a Cher. Is this the Cher that is performing in Las Vegas, or the Cher that was, or the Cher that was on Clueless?
This is actually Cher Rhodes, and I was kind of named for Cher.
Okay, very good. Very exciting. Rob, no pantomime, please. Say hi to Rob, Cher.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hello, you seven times a beautiful woman.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Let's go to our first penny question for Cher. Futon is a Japanese word, Cher. True or false? Futon is a Japanese word.
I am going to say that that is false.
And I am going to say that that is incorrect.
Oh.
It is a fact. It's an old word that refers to a sort of folded-up bedroll. Sorry, Cher.
Oh,
thanks
no.
for playing.
Fat
because
chance.
That was so quick. Let's go out to Colorado Springs for our final contestant. This is Derek. Derek, you ready to play Power of Five?
Sure, why not?
Got the shirt off?
Has been all day.
Here we go. Penny question. A handful of extremely succulent obese people have been known to have had their skin so stretched out that they no longer had fingerprints.
False.
False is correct.
Good that job. Happened to Cher.
I was holding my breath there.
Good job, Derek.
Want to play for a dime? Let's go. Quick.
Let's go.
Shakespeare described what is essentially a wet T-shirt contest in one of his plays.
True.
Oh, I am sorry.
Right boy.
It is false.
Yeah.
Derek, thanks so much. Because you are the last person on the line, we will send you a Mike O'Mara Show T-shirt made of 100% cotton, okay?
I'm thrilled.
Thank you, Derek. Thanks. Hold on the line there.
Wear
what a
wet.
Shame. We got to wrap it up before we do. You know, that's very disappointing. And sure to is. Everybody else who is online, we'll play the power of 10 again. We're going to go back up to the power of 10 the next time we play.
Good.
Yes, it's difficult. Rob loves that. But now clear the lines because we are going to give you something just
good,
for
good.
Calling in. Caller 100 gets a $50 gift card to Cheeburger. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com for all the Superstation deals. Get your $50 gift card for just $25, and you get one right now by calling 877-365-3636 to get your coupon for Cheeburger. Well, we've been talking about him all day long, gentlemen, and he's standing by. We will go to the hospital bed of Mr. Morgan Freeman.
This is a good guess.
With an exclusive interview to find out exactly what's going on with the accident, with that woman, with his movie career.
We love this man.
With Joe Brown. Lots more fun and thrills with Morgan Freeman when we come back on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.